The face of shame.
Let me just give you a wake-up call here. Everything I'm about to say is absolutely true. And if you doubt anything that I'm saying, you have a computer, you have a search engine, you have access to the internet, you can go verify everything I'm saying. Israel, modern Israel, is the abortion capital of the world. In Israel, you can kill the baby in the womb of the mother up until the very moment that that baby is born. Up until the very moment of delivery, you can legally kill that baby. And not only that, the Israeli government will pay for the abortion of every Israeli woman. Full-term abortions paid for by the state of Israel. Do we hear anything from the Family Research Council, Focus on the Family, or any other so-called conservative Christian pro-life, pro-family organization about Israel being the abortion capital of the world? Anything about, they talk about Democrats, they talk about pro-abortion this candidate, pro-abortion that politician, pro-abortion this, pro-abortion that. Yet, when it comes to the abortion capital of the world, Israel, they will say nothing. Hypocrites to the core. It's because they have an agenda. And the agenda is lining their own pockets with the money that they receive from Zionist donors. And the Zionist donors give them that money so they will keep their mouths shut. And that's exactly what they do. But it doesn't end there. Tel Aviv, not San Francisco, is the homosexual capital of the world. Did you know that? Check it out. Tel Aviv is the homosexual capital of the world. Israel is the mafia crime capital of the world. What used to be the Russian mafia is now headquartered in Israel. It is the mafia crime capital of the world. I have chronicled this. I have documented this many times. If you read my columns, if you don't get my columns, you can sign up over here at the table online. Go to my website. At the top, it says where you can subscribe. You'll get all of my columns free of charge in your email inbox every Thursday, and you can read these for yourself. I have documented many times the connection, the lifelong connection between Donald Trump and the Russian-Jewish mafia. That is not hyperbole. It is a fact. Donald Trump has been in business with the Jewish-Russian mafia all of his business career. And I name the names in those sources. Israel is the mafia crime capital of the world. Israel is the sex trafficking capital of the world. Jeffrey Epstein is just one of many Mossad agents involved in sex trafficking for the purpose of bribing powerful politicians all over the world. Israel is the warfare capital of the world. Most of the wars that America has been involved in since World War II has been directly because of Israel. For all intents and purposes, America's military is a proxy army for Israel. We are fighting Israel's wars. Israel's so-called enemies. Israel is the genocide capital of the world. Do you know that since Israel became a state in 1948, over 5 million Palestinians have been killed by Zionist Israel? 5 million. That's a genocide. Yet Hagee and his ilk would tell us that the Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews, most of whom are atheists, living in Palestine today, are God's chosen people. Really? Are you beginning to see the fallacy of it all? Are you beginning to see the foolishness of it all? Are you beginning to realize that somebody is trying to distort truth and propagandize and cause us to believe something that is in direct violation to everything that is of God and everything that is of our Constitution?
Genesis 3:1, where the King James Version describes the serpent as more subtle than any beast of the field. Other words for subtle in this context include crafty, emphasizing the serpent's skill in deception. Shrewd, highlighting the serpent's cleverness and intellectual astuteness. Cunning, focusing on the deceitful and underhanded nature of the serpent's approach. Wise, prudent, while often used positively elsewhere, for example, Proverbs 1:4, in Genesis, this implies a malicious wisdom. Wily, emphasizing the trickery involved. Sly, indicating the indirect, sneaky nature of the temptation.